Okay, there's so much to talk about on the parasha, but I really don't want to spend too much time on the parasha. I want to keep moving. But just to give all the gavort that is kedai for everyone here who listens, that is a grandfather or even a great grandfather. This is a gavort you got to know. There's a sforno in this week's parasha and last week's parasha that every grandfather has to know by heart. The sforno writes he's bothered with a kasha. He wants to know why is the Torah telling us about all the ages of in the middle of the parasha, the Torah takes a break to tell us about Reuven's kids, Shimon's kids, Levi's kids, and then their ages. So Rashi tells us we need to know Levi's age to know when the Shibbutz started. But the Sforno writes, he says, no, I'm going to tell you a trick, a big yisoid in chinuch. He says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam, and Aaron born to Amram and Yocheved? What did Amram and Yocheved do so special that made them, you know, parents of the year by far? So he says a yisoid, unbelievable. He writes, because Amram learned with his grandfather. Levi was Amram's grandfather, and Levi lived a relatively long life, and he spent time learning with his grandson Amram, and he was mashpia on him. And because of that hashpa that Amram received from his grandfather, that's why he produced Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. It's unbelievable. Sforno writes. He says, if you want it, it's mamash, the answer to producing wonderful children, it starts the generation before. If when the grandparents are involved with the grandchildren, then the grandchildren will have successful children. So writes this one on last week's parish. It's unbelievable. Whatever the pshat is, you can say your own pshatim. But I think it's an unbelievable thought that the Sforno writes. You got to take a look at it, the way he writes it. It's mamish beautiful. He says, because he was mashpia him, he gave him over his opinions and his ideologies and his ashkafa to Amram, that therefore made Amram a better father and hence producing better children. Such an einfaldik svar to think about as grandparents and hopefully great-grandparents, the hashpa that you can have, not on just the grandchildren, on the next generation. He wasn't saying what the hashpa Levi had on Amram. It was the hashpa Levi had on Amram and therefore producing another generation of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Just something to think about in the role of grandparents, the how far your hashpa can go to the future generations when you're involved and you're metapa with them on in this level. Okay, let's get back into the Gemara over here. Well, again, so much to talk about, but one last quick, we'll call it a quick vort, because I don't want, in 1986, Rapam spoke about Makas Tzvardeya. He said Makas Tzvardeya is likened to terrorism. Why? He said, because terrorism, Makas Tzvardeya was uncontrollable. You couldn't vet every Tzvardeya, they were all over the place. So he says, it's like terrorism. You know, and he says, so how do we fix it? So he says, Yidavin. So I spoke in my shul yesterday, I compared it not to terrorism, I compared it to all the various viruses that are floating outside in the streets today. Everywhere you turn, there's a virus coming at you, whether it's COVID, flu, strep, not COVID, whatever it is. There's a lot going on outside. We're not oblivious to the fact that it's dangerous outside. Not, Baruch Hashem, not deadly dangerous, but there's a lot of stuff cooking outside. So what's the answer? What are you going to test everyone, vet everyone? It's impossible. It's almost impossible. So Reb Palm suggested, like it says in the Chumash, what do? You cry out to HaKadosh Baruch, you daven. That was really the lesson, Reb Yerucham Lubavitz points out, the lesson of all the makas for the Jewish people was the hakara that we daven. You want to change the situation, you daven. Now everyone now is talking about 2022. And in the secular world, 2022, you hear everyone say, 2022 is going to be a better year. Why? Because we decided it's going to be a better year. What do you mean you decide? Who cares what you want? If you daven, it'll be a better year. Just because you decided 2021 was no good, so maybe 2022 has to be better. No, maybe 2022 will be even worse than 2021. How do you know? You don't know. The answer is if you dive in, then you can change the future of what it looks like. So that's the lesson of the parasha is from all the makas that we learn about every time there's a tefillah. Because if a person, Rabbi Yochanan writes, Yid wants to change his situation, he davens. The person wants to change his matzav, he davens. We want to change what's going on outside, we daven. We don't just complain, we don't just talk about it, we don't just, you know, hack about it, we daven. And hopefully that will change things for the better. Okay, we're holding over here in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out how do you have a case of Kimle B'Dram Mineh with Zor that eats Truma. So Rav Ashi comes up with a very simple answer that the Zor eats Truma at the same time he's ripping his friend's clothing. Seems very simple. Again, in Lumnus it's hard to understand why that's Kimle B'Dram Mineh, but once we can accept that that's Kimle B'Dram Mineh, like Kivega told us last week, that even though it's two separate actions, if they're happening simultaneously, that's Kimle B'Dram Mineh. So the case over here was, says the Gemara, according to Rav Ashi, is that he's eating Truma, that's the Misa, he's ripping the shirt, that's the Mumnus, they come simultaneously, and that's Kimle B'Dram Mineh. So Taisus had a problem from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin told us that Rava had the following case. Let's say two Edom walk into Bezdin. They tell Bezdin that I saw Reuven be Mizana with Leah. I want Reuven to get killed. I want Leah to get killed. I want Leah to lose her Ksuba. So the Gemara says over there, that according to Rava, there's no Kimle B'Dram Mineh over there. The Edom that are found to be Zaymim, they have to get killed, and they also have to pay the money that they wanted to lose in the Ksuba. So Rava says, why do they have to do both? What happened to Kimle B'Dram Mineh? So Rava says, because that's not considered going to the same person. I mean, in order for Kimle Dramine, it has to be that the Mominus and the Misa comes from the same person. However, says Rav, in that case, the Mominus comes from, the money would have went to the father. We spoke last week about the Mashah, the Mamshif, all that. So you wanted to lose money to the father, and you wanted to have the boyle killed. So they're not going to the same person, there's no Kimle Dramine. So says Taisha, that's against our Ravashi. Ravashi by us, when you eat truma and you rip the other guy's shirt, the shiroyim, the mominus goes to him, and the misa goes to God. It's not to the same person. And still, the Gemara called that kim David Ramine. So it must be, says Taisvis, that our Rava in Sanhedrin cannot agree with our Rav Ashi in Ksubas. That's where we left off last week. So let's just read it inside. Says Taisvis number one. Pirsh Bekunches, the Svila, Rav Ashi, the Misa, Lizeb, Tashlum, Lizeb, Pater. Rav Ashi held that even if the Misa goes to one person and the Mominus goes to someone else, like in our case, the guy rips his friend's shirt, so the Mominus is going to the shirt, the Misa is going because he ate the Truma, no connection except for the fact that it happened to happen at the same time, and that's still Kim Levi Duramini. Upola got the Rav, and that would argue on Rav. Why the Omai Per Kamad Sanhedrin? Because Rav says in the first Perk of Sanhedrin, Ploini, Bo, Albas, Ploini. Again, two Adam walk in and say, Reuven lived with Leah. Leah was a Eshes Ish. Again, we spoke last week, what level of Eshes Ish? Was she a Naira Murasa? Well, whatever her different cases are. The point was, she's Mechoyev Misa, unless she's a Ketan, according to the Maharshah. V'hozmun, then those witnesses were found to be Zaymim, so Allah is Nairogan and Mishalman. They have to get killed, and they pay. Why? Maman Lezevin, the Fashal is at Pirish. Maman Labas, we mentioned this is the way Taisvis learned it without the Maharshah, that the money goes to the girl. He wanted to lose her ksuba. But the money goes to him. Who's the him? The boil. Because you wanted to get the boil misa. So again, we spoke all about these details last week. Says Taisus ve'ein nira. I don't agree, says Taisus. If you're really right, that our Gemara is considered a case of mamun lezeh and nefash lezeh. Again, what was our case? Our case is you ripped Yenim's shirt and you ate truma. So that seems to be the basic case of mamonis for one to one person, misa to someone else, right? And therefore, Rava argues on our Gemara, says Taisvis, it can't be. Why? Frek Taisvis, the ichash machil truma v'kiyashrei mamonis and fashas zeh imkain tikshel leil Rava. I have a steer in Rava. Because you want to tell me that Rava's opinion is that when mamonis goes one direction, the misa goes another direction, you don't have kim leib dramine. And therefore, Rava would argue on our Gemara. That's what Taisvis wanted to say. That's what he says Rashi wanted to say. That Rava would hold an argumar, there would be no Kimle in argumar. Why would there be Kimle in argumar? Because it's not going to the same person. The Mominus goes for ripping the shirt, the Misa goes for eating the Truma, there's no connection. And Rava holds, in order to have Kimle, it has to be what we call Momin Umisa to the one person. Frek Taisvis, you're going to have a problem on your hands. There's a Gemara in Baba Kamo. What's the classical case of Kimle Bidraminate? Madli Godish B'Shabbos. I walk over to a guy's house, and I torch his house on Shabbos. Friday night, Shalom Aleichem, here you go, boom, I torch his house. So what happened over there? So the guy gets misa for making a fire that's Nisa Deraisa. He now owes me money for burning down my Gaddish. Gaddish is a pile of grain. Okay, we'll make it a house. It's more exciting that way, right? So the guy goes over to someone's house on Shabbos, he burns down his house. So he's Mechayiv Misa for making a fire that's Nisa Deraisa, and now he's Mechayiv Mamonis for burning down the guy's house. So do we say Kim Lidramine? So the Gemara says in Baba Kamo, Hadetram Bemenech Hasakad, the Gemara says in the third parak of Baba Kamo, which is the parak one day I would like to learn here Sunday morning. It's a very Geshmaka parak. We'll put it on our to-do list. The Gemara says over there, if you're Madlik a Gaddish B'Shabbos, you're Potter. Why? Because you have Kim Levi Dramine. In fact, Taisha, Kim Levi Dramine. But the Mominus and the Misa are not going the same direction. The Mominus is because I burnt your Gaddish, and the Misa is because I violated Shabbos. Isn't that the exact same case of the Truma and ripping the shirt? When a Zohar eats Truma, he's not getting Misa because of the Shiroyim that he ripped. He's getting Misa because he ate Truma. And the Mominus he pays is because I ripped your shirt. So, Frek Taisha, that's the exact case of the case of the Gaddish. Why?
This is the same person. Okay, good.
At least it's the same person. But again, the chiyuvim are not stemming from the same place. Meaning, I'm a chuyiv misa because I violated the Shabbos. Violating the Shabbos had nothing to do with it being your back, being your house. But in our, again, so Taisus thinks it's the equivalent, because in our case, the guy ate truma, that's misa. He ripped someone else's shirt, now there's mamonis. So Taisus assumes that they're this equivocal of two separate things. And yet Rava says, Rava holds, that's considered kim levi d'ramine. So, Frek Taisvis, if your definition of Mamon Lezeh or Misa Lezeh is correct, you're going to have a steer in Rava. That's Taisvis's kash. So, what does Taisvis answer? Ela korcha choshev Misa v'tashlum l'echa. No, it must be your definition is wrong. It must be that's considered Misa v'tashlum l'echa. Hoyu v'loy mischayev Misa b'shul adam. Ela l'shamayim. He says, no. If a person doesn't act, and that act creates a chiyev Misa from Shemayim, that's not considered that the Misa is going somewhere else. If Reuven kills Shimon, And when he kills Shimon, at the other left hand, he punches someone across the face. So then the Misa goes for killing Reuven, and the Mamonis goes for hitting Shimon. That's Mamon Lezeh, Misa Lezeh. But over here, says Taisviz, that's not the case. Over here, the Misa is from Lashamayim, because I did something against Hashem. Therefore, says Taisviz, whenever the Misa is Lashamayim, we don't say that that's Misa a different direction. So what's the follow-up kasha? Im Kain, Hachanami here also. Achilas Truma, V'kirya Shuraim, have a Misa v'tashlum le'echad. So Taisus says, I disagree with you, Rashi. I hold that eating truma and ripping shoraim is mamon lezeh umisa lechad. It's the same person.
It would only be a murder case where it would be right. Pure...
It would only be like a murder case or an edim zaimim case right. Where I want to be mechayif someone to die. Right. But if I'm just going to get misa because I did something wrong, that is considered all going to one.
The problem is, the also
good.
Is that
very case. Good. We're going to get back to that at some point in the end of Taisus.
Don't we have a distinction of some whole kareis doesn't come into why should that be?
What do you mean?
Meaning that if say Beit Shemayim, Kareis should be then included possibly.
Oh, very good. I want to talk about that. According to Taisus' answer, that whenever a person is chayiv misa, not b'shvil adam. I'm not mechayiv misa because what I did to a person. Mechayiv misa what I did klapei Hashem. That's called misa l'shamayim. Well, what's the pshat in that?
Even if Beis Din is going
to impose. Yeah, of course. It's going to come from Beis Din. But I'm not mechayiv misa to a person. So there's a Rashba, we're going a little out of order here, but there's a Rashba on the next page who explains the pshat is because you're be'emes chayiv misa klapei mi. And if a person's mechal Shabbos, as far as I'm concerned, I'm almost involved in his chayiv misa because he violated the Shabbos, he broke the Torah. So it's ki'ilu, he's like mechayiv misa to me. And therefore the mamonis comes from me also.
Why is that?
We'll get to that. That's what we have to see.
He lit the fire before.
Right, but at the end of the day, when he's mechal the Shabbos, every Jew is involved in his misa, so to say. We'll come back to it. We'll hopefully get to it in a second. Now, l'chayim, there's a very big problem in this whole taisus, which Rishonim ask, the Marsha asks, the Mamshef deal with. But the earliest I found was the Taisus Rishonim and the Rashba. Let's start again. What did Taisus tell us? Taisus told us that Rava cannot work with our Gemara. If you asked Rava, would the case of Karishi Raim Shachaver have Kimle Gramini, the answer is no. Why? Because Rava thinks that that's considered Maman Lezeh or Misa Lezeh. Frek to Rishonim, 1 second. What did the Gemara tell us way back when, like 5 weeks ago? Probably 10 weeks ago? The Gemara was trying to figure out an afkamina between Abaye and Rava. When Abaye would have Kimle, when Rava would not have Kimle, when? In the case of Misa, Bidei Shemai. So, what was the implication, says the Rishonim? That the whole Gemara and our whole sugya was trying to come up with an afkamina between Abaye and Rava. Because Abaye held that Misa Bidei Shemai, the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether or not Misa Bidei Shemai exists in the world of Kimle B'Dramini. But in the world of Kares, everyone agreed you say Kimle B'Dramini. So, Frek, do we shine him 1 second? It sounds like from our Gemara in Ksubas Tafalam Rabbeis that the only reason why there would be an afkamina between Abaye and Rava is because the case was Truma. And Truma is something which is Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Misa B'dei Shemayim is Machoik is Abaye and Rava, whether it is Kimle. Let's say it would be the exact same case and substitute out Truma, put in the Chalev. What's Chalev? Chalev is a Chiv Karas. So then you would assume, everyone would agree this Kimle B'dramine, right? The whole Nafkamina that we're trying to find between Abaye and Rava was only in the world of Misa B'dei Shemayim, because that's where there's Machoik is Amaroyim, whether this Kimle by Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if it were to be something like Karas, like Chalev, then l'chayr, everyone agree, we do say Kimle B'dramine, but not according to Rava. Rava and our Gemara, let's say the case was the guy ate chalev while he ripped his friend's shirt. Would that be Kimle B'dramine? So you think from the Gemara, yeah, everyone agrees that would be Kimle B'dramine. The only reason why there's machlokes Abaye and Rava is because it's Truma, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Misa B'dei Shemayim might be different. But if you'd substitute the Truma for chalev, so you'd say, yeah, everyone agree, Kimle B'dramine. What do you mean everybody? According to Rava, there still wouldn't be Kimle B'dramine. Because according to Rava, the eating chalev is the Isser, the ripping the shirt is the Mamanis, it's Mamon Lezeh, Misa Lezeh.
And the Truma would have to be the case of the man who inherits it from his grandmother. Who
right, to make it his own Truma, right.
Otherwise, it would be
Shai Lezeh, right, on the Truma also.
What is the Isser chalev again?
Karis.
It is Karis.
It's Karis. So, Frek to Rishonim, it sounds like from our Gemara that this whole case that we're mutchuing to try to find out a case where you can have Kimle B'dramine is only because it's a case of Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Abaye and Rava had a machloikis whether or not there's Kimle by Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if you'd switch the case and make it Chelev, make it Kares, so everyone agree, you'd say Kimle B'dramine. Not according to Rava. Rava was one of the Bar Pluktas in the Gemara. Rava holds in Sanhedrin that when the Mamonis goes one direction, the Misa goes another direction, there is no Kimle.
So that's just stronger for Tosos' discussion.
What do you mean stronger?
Meaning it's under any condition, whether it was Misa B'dei Shemayim or Kares. Rava would still hold away from Sanhedrin.
But then the problem is it doesn't flow with our Gemara. Our Gemara asks, what's an afkamina between Abaye and Rava? So the Gemara says an afkamina between Abaye and Rava would be a zar that eats truma. Which, what does that mean in English? That means that's the only time Abaye and Rava disagree is the case where zar would eat truma.
The way
Rav Ashi learns it, according to Rashi, would come out that if you would have the exact same case and substitute chalif for truma, Rava would still have to argue on Abaye for a technical problem. Because he would hold that's mamun lezeh, umisa lezeh. That's the Rishayim's
kasha. Maybe there's a difference between misa and karis. In other words, by when it's misa, then you could say mamun lezeh, umisa lezeh is a problem. But when it's karis, when it's totally removed from this world, it's a zaitika thing. It's a kadosh baruch hu.
Isn't that what misa b'dei shemayim is? Misa b'dei shemayim is also.
No, but it's imposed by Bezdin.
Misa b'dei shemayim? Misa b'dei shemayim is the same thing. They're both coming from Hashem. So let's see. So the Rashba, the Tosi Shana asked this kash on the side of the Gemara, but I did everyone a favor. I don't want you to have to strain your eyes, because the Tosi Shana is very small print. So I wanted to go easy on everyone, so I didn't put it down. Okay, so the Rashba is a little bigger. A little bigger. So the Rashba has a kasha. Number two. Va'oid, frak the Rashba. The imkain, if so, my haida minum abaya potul rav achayiv. How do you read our Gemara? The Gemara said that the afkamina between Abaya and Rav would be a case where Zari's truma. The mashma, what's the implication? Haba chalev. I'm mixed up with the Tuesday night show. We're talking about chalev. Haba chalev. But let's say you'd swap out the truma case and make it a chalev case. What did you change by making it truma to chalev? Truma is misa b'dei shemayim. Chalev is karis. Says the Gemara, says the Rashba. Ki agav nafil l'rava potter. Right? When you read our Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara was trying to figure out where is there an afkamina between Abaye and Rava. So the Gemara said an afkamina between Abaye and Rava is in a case where Zori eats truma, and according to Rav Ashi, he rips someone else's shirt. Because according to Abaye, we have Kim Lebed Rabbi Minei by Misa De Shemaim, while Rava holds there is no Kim Lebed by Misa De Shemaim. But if this case would be a Kares, so everyone agreed we'd have Kim Lebed Rabbi Minei. Frak Dirash, but no, we wouldn't. V'ha Rava, Mama Zev in the Foshas is a Chayiv. But if you take the same case of the Gemara and swap out Truma for Chalev, and you say, oh, in that case, Rav agrees, it's Kim Levi Dramine. The only reason why Rav argues is because it's Truma and Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Not so. Take the exact same case. A guy's eating Chalev. It's his own Chalev. He bought Chalev in the store. And he's ripping his friend's shred at the same time. Rav would call that Kim Levi Dramine. How's that Kim Levi Dramine? That's Mamal Lezev in the Foshas Lezev. So, Frek the Rashba, according to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't read right. The Gemara sounds like that the only time Abaye and Rav argues, they're arguing only because it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Misa B'dei Shemayim is a case of Truma.
Maybe you could say the Chilek is, in other words, where does the Chiyav stem from? In other words, the Mammon is what's creating you, the Chayav Misa, where's the...
No, it's not. No, Kiroi Shirayim, I'm ripping a shirt.
Right.
What does that have to do with Misa? I'm ripping someone's shirt, so I owe him now Mammonis. Right? Now I'm also eating either Chilev or Truma, whichever the case is. But those two things are not connected at all. Right? In the court system, there's probably different courts for financial things and, you know, more severe things. So for the mammon, he's go to one court, and for the misa, he's go to a different court. So Rava calls that a mammon lezev and a fashos lezev. It's a very strong kasha that the Tosi Shana and the Rashba have. So the Marsha, the Rashba leaves off for the kasha. The Tosi Shana leaves off for the kasha. The Marsha comes to come up with a pshat. Unbelievable. He writes this in number three. He quotes his kasha from the Marshal. Yeah, Marshal was mamish at the beginning of the era of the Achronim. I'm talking about mid to early to mid 1500s. But again, this kasha is already found in the Rishayim. He writes, V'tema, im kein, ma ikka bein Rava labayu. If you're going to learn like Rashi, the way Rashi learns that Rev Ashi and Rava are disagreeing, and Rava cannot agree in our Gemara, frek the Marshal, according to the Marshal, Tema, im kein, am I ikka bein Rava labayu. How can there be enough community in Rava labayu? Me'acha desfile the Rava, mama lezel, fasha lezel dechayiv. Because Rava would agree that even if it were to be Kares, it would also not be Kim Lebed Ramanis. The Gemara said, I found an afkamina between Abaye and Rava. What was the case? The case is when a Zari eats Truma and he also rips someone else's shirt. So according to Abaye, he's going to be Pater because Kimle. Rava says no Kimle. Frek the Marshal. And let's say it wouldn't be Truma, it would be Chalev. Then we would all agree this Kimle? No, we wouldn't. Rava would still disagree. And Rava would say it's Mama Lezeh, Misa Lezeh. So that's the Marshal. The same cash as the Rashba and the Teres Nishon. But listen to this Teres of the Marshal. Says the Marshal, you're going to have to answer that the Gemara in Ksubis that's coming up with an afkamina between Abaye and Rava was going like Rabba in Sanhedrin, that holds Mamu Lezeh, Misa Lezeh, still has Kim Lebed Ramine. Now, why is that so weird? Because we're trying to come up with an afkamina between Abaye and Rava. Yeah, and we're bypassing Rava and jumping to Rava. Frek the Marsha.
Maybe it's a toss.
Vahu Dachuk. The Rava, ye apolig, lefi svaras Rava, Berg Ben Zahir and Meirah. Veloi, lefi svaras Ay. You're telling me now that Machloikis and Ksubis between Abaye and Rava, and that afkamina is something that Rava himself doesn't hold of. So strange. Again, what is the Mashal's answer? The Mashal's answer is that you're going to have to tell me that argument among Subis that comes up with an afkamina between Abayin and Rava is under the premise that we pass in like Rabba, that Mamun Lazel, Misa Lazel, still has Kimlebi the Ramini. So that means even an argument, you'd agree that'd be Kimle, except for the fact that it's Misa Deshamayim. In fact, the Mashal, why would you do that? The person in our Gemara is Rava. Rava argues on Rabba. And Rava holds Misa Lazel, Mamun Lazel doesn't have Kimle. So why would a Gemara in Subis that's trying to work out an afkamina between Abayin and Rava jump like Rabba, not like Rava? Doesn't make any
sense. Our Gemara is going like Rava.
Right, just very weird for our Gemara that's working in Rava Shita to go against Rava Shita. This is very strange. The whole Gemara in Ksubis that has an afkamina between Abayin and Rava is under the premise that we pass on like Rabba. But we're working with Rava, and we know Rava argues on Rabba.
What does Rava say?
Rava says that there's no Kimle with Rabba if the Mis and the Mamas goes in separate directions.
Rabba
says there is Kimle. So therefore, Rabba has no problem. According to Rabba, if you swap out Truma and put in Chelev, you'd be good to go. Because there would be Kimle in that case. And that's why the Nafkamina is only by Truma, because it's Misub De Shemai.
Well, Gemara is only going in Abaye.
No, the Gemara says Ma'i.
Well,
the Gemara says Ma'i Ika Ben Rava Labaye. The Gemara wanted to know.
I'm saying within Misub De Shemai, our Gemara is in the last
right
week. So this Ravashi is speaking on that.
The Ravashi is speaking on the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava.
No, he's just giving the case.
Right, so he's saying, this case would be the case between where Rav and Abaye disagree. The implication is that if I were to change this case a little bit, Rav and Abaye would agree. Right?
Yeah, if it's not a Misa B'day Shemayim case.
Right, but that's the cash, because even if it would be Misa B'day Shemayim, Rav would still have to disagree, because the Mamanus and the Misa go separate directions. That's the Achrayim and the Rishayim's cash.
Right, and the answer is that
Rav... So the Mashal's answer is that when our Gemara says that this is the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rav, our Gemara is under the impression that Mamun Lazeh and Misa Lazeh has Kimlebi D'Rabimini. And therefore this is a beautiful Nafkamina.
How do we know that Rava agrees with Rava?
We know he doesn't. That's the kasha. We know he doesn't. Because in Sanhedrin, he clearly disagrees.
The question is, how do we know the Gemara is going
right, right. Rava? That's the Mashal's kasha. Why would a Gemara in Ksubis go like a Shita who's against the Shita that we're talking about in the Gemara? It's very, very strange. So the Mashal comes up with a gewaldige chiddush. It's so gewaldig that it's hard to be masber. He writes it this number, right by the little dalet. The same line, the second little dalet. Aval Hanira, listen to this. Again, what was the kasha? The kasha was, when you read the Gemara, you get the impression that the Gemara needs to come up with an afkamina between Abaye and Rava in the realm of Misub De Shemai. But if you swap the case and make it kares, all would agree this Kimlebi D'Rabimini. The problem is, according to the Rav and Sanhedrin that we learned, if you'd have the exact same case and make it kares instead of Misub De Shemai, you still wouldn't have Kimle, because the Mamanus goes one direction, the Misa goes another direction. Says the Marsha, an unbelievable insight. Aval Anira, the Avla Shitas Rashi, Dafka Bichi Agavno Sha'ochal Truma Shaloi Vikarin Shiroim Shachaveri, Mirkri Nefasha Lazel Mamma Lazel. Says the Marsha, not so fast. Says the Marsha, it's only our Gemara that the case was that I ate my own Truma and I ripped Yenim's shirt. That's called Mamanus going one direction, Misa going another direction. Because the chi of misa didn't come anywhere from my friend. Again, ripping my friend's shirt doesn't create misa. The misa is because I ate truma, which was my own truma. Listen to this marsha, unbelievable. He says, let's say the case is, I'll change it one variable. I ate Yenim's truma, but I ripped his shirt also. Again, the mamon is, don't get me on the truma that I ate. Get me on the shirt that I ripped. But the case was, I ripped his shirt and I ate his truma.
Yeah, but if it was Geneva, so then it's...
Says the Marsha, Avolim ocha truma shachaveir vikara gam kem shiroi shalois ish, mikri shaper mamon v'nefoshes lechad. The mishal echad bolo yichiv nefoshes v'chiv mamon. Says the Marsha, unbelievable chiddush. Says the Marsha, if that would be the case, that would be considered Kim Levi D'Ramine. One second. It would. Why?
He's already Mammon because he's...
No, because we have a problem with that. No, we can never figure out how to make that work with Vasachas. One second. So
but
says the Marsha.
Kimle on the Truma, but they don't say Kimle on ripping the shirt?
No, we would say Kimle on ripping the shirt. What the Marsha wants to do over here...
But the Truma doesn't have to pay for the Truma.
Right, the Truma will get around it because it wasn't at the same time. All the other cases...
But
the
it
Gemara.
Was. You stole it.
No, but that was the whole blot we spoke about. That doesn't work with Vasachas. But what did the Marsha want to do? He wanted to create... He wanted to create, Zok the Marsha, that the Chiyuv is coming from the same person, even though it's not really from the same Sibas HaChiyuv. He wanted...
What's the difference in the fire, then, when you burn his grain?
Very good. We'll get that in 2 seconds. Okay. Let's work back. Let's get the Marsha down. Marsha says, if we can make the case that I ate Yenim's truma while I'm ripping Yenim's shirt, even Rava would call that Kim Lebed Ramine. Now you have to ask yourself and say, but the mumminess is still not stemming, the misa is not stemming from either of those two activities. But since the truma came from him, so even though, again, I'm not getting misa because it's his truma, I'm getting misa because I ate truma, right. Period. But since it was his truma and his shirt, Zokta Marsha, that's enough to call it mumminu misa lechat.
But Rav is never in the world of misa.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that you can have a case where Rava would have Kim Levi Ramin if it would be Kares. All you'd have to make it.
Oh, okay.
All you'd have to do is make the case that he ripped the shirt and ate his truma as well.
But that ain't truma. That's not a Kares case.
What do you mean?
Eating truma is misbehavior.
Correct. That. No. I don't mean truma. I'm sorry. Chalef. Meaning, oh. Says the Marsha, all you need to do is make it that the truma or the dover iser that I'm eating also belongs to the person that I'm ripping. Fixes everything.
So for Rava, it would be a Kares case. With
that's correct. So says the Marsha. That's where the Mamon Eschiev comes from. Because we already said in the Gemara, it doesn't work out because it doesn't happen at the same time or there's different stages. That was the whole Amud that we had in the Gemara in Ksubis that we can't get you for that.
This is all the Ravashi case.
This is all the Ravashi, right. So it says the Masha of a Havilei.
But if you did feel it by eating it, like you didn't make a Kenyan,
but the Misa doesn't happen until later.
So you
probably would have to pay for the Truma. We're trying to figure out where would there be Kimlei. In this world, the answer would be Kimle would be on the shirt and the misa, but not on the eating, not on the stealing of the truma. Says the Marsha, "V'havile kigoynev chal b'shechaveiroi." The equivalent would be as if you steal your friend's chalev for ochle and you eat it. The mikri mamon of the nefashal tzeh that would be called Kimle b'diram mini. Now, what's troubling about this teretz?
It's back to the. It's not Rav Ashi's case. It's back to the other case of stealing. You're not doing it at the same time. You have the same issues.
No, but you're not getting, again, the mumminess is not, we're not pegging you on the mumminess for the eating of it. We're still pegging you for the ripping of it. We just want it to be that the shirt that you ripped and the truma that you ate belongs to the same person.
Oh, that's all we need. Not that you stole, but
You stole this truma and you also ripped his shirt. You did two things wrong.
Oh, the eating of the truma.
You ate it,
the shirt assignment.
It belongs to the same person. Now, what's the problem with this pshat? Good. Say this. At the end of the day, the Misa still has nothing to do with the Baal HaTruma.
Right.
It has nothing to do with... What did the Marsha gain over here? The Marsha was bothered with the Kasha, that you can't have Misa and Mamad going separate directions. So the Marsha says, I'll tell you like this. Rashi would agree that if I steal someone's Truma, and I rip his shirt, that would be Kim Levi Ramani. Again, but let's break down the case. I steal someone's Truma and I rip his shirt. The Mamad comes from ripping his shirt. The Misa comes from eating Truma. That has nothing to do with the owner of the Truma. Who cares?
It belongs to everybody.
But the chi of misa is still not to the same person whose shirt I ripped.
But this is what I said before. Everything comes from him. Whether it's the eating of the truma, whether it's the shirt.
So that's the chiddush of this marsha, which is hard to be masber. He wants to say, once I can peg and say, well, the truma belongs to you and the mumminess belongs to you, right. Even though technically the chi of misa is not stemming from the fact that I ate your truma, it's stemming from the fact that I ate any truma.
It's enough to connect us. Right, which makes sense.
Yeah, says Rabbi Yashiv, v'zeh chiddush godl. He doesn't think it makes so much sense. Says Rabbi Yashiv, it's a pel of this marsha. Why? Because again, at the end of the day, the chi of misa is stemming from the fact that you ate truma. You could have eaten your truma, you could have eaten your friend's truma, you could have eaten your neighbor's truma. It doesn't matter. The chi of misa comes because you ate truma. So what did the Masha gain by answering, well, you ate the truma of the same guy whose shirt you ripped? So what? What did you gain? So what Michael's trying to be, and you have to say this in the Marsha. This is Pashup Shad. The Marsha is somehow trying to figure out ways to connect everything. The whole chab of Kimle is to connect.
But otherwise, other than killing somebody and ripping his shirt in the act of killing,
that's right.
Shooting, how do you ever have it? The Misa is always.
That's right. That's right. Or Adam Zaymim, or when you testify on someone. Right. Exactly. So that's what everyone's trying to figure out over here. So the Marsha comes up with this Gvaldik Chiddush that even Rashi agrees. Sometimes it's Mamon Lazel, Mis Lazel, and it's still considered Kimle. Why? Because it's the same person who I owe him Mamonis for one activity, and I'm getting Misa for another activity, but I could somehow bring them together.
Source of the Avera,
exactly.
The truma.
Something along those lines. But why should that make a difference?
The common denominator.
Something like that. Yeah, the whole chap over here in Kimle is to try to figure out a way to connect these two separate, seemingly separate actions. So the more I can connect them, the more I can justify Kimle. So if I say that it's your truma that's causing me misa, and it's your shirt that's causing me mumminess, that somehow makes us closer.
The case, though.
You don't need this for Gaddish, right?
Right, so.
Good. But we're using this just for argument.
No,
and how is that going to be then different?
Because again,
in this case, if it's a misa b'day shemayim or misa b'day adam.
Okay, good. We'll come back to Gadish in a second. Right, good. Okay. It's a good kash.
Yeah, chilul Shabbos should never result in kimle.
Ah, very right, good. That's right. That's a big kash. Right. If he's there, how do you ever have kimle in the case of Gadish? Which we'll have to get to in a second. Now, the truth is, not everyone agrees to this chiddush of the Marsha. Again, what's the chiddush of the Marsha? The chiddush of the Marsha is that even if you hold mamun l'zeh or misa l'zeh is potter, you agree that if I can somehow figure out a way to make the misa closer connected to the mamunis. Again, it's still not connected. Let's make no mistakes. The chi of mamunis is because you ripped his shirt. The chi of misa is because you ate his truma, but that's not connected whatsoever. But says Marsha, that's good enough to connect. So the Bnei Yeshua completely rejects this possibility. He writes number 5: Ein lechalik b'zeh b'shum inyan. Don't make any difference. Udeloy kimoy she'ole b'dasa Marsha lechalik ben truma shloya truma shabala shiroyin because of kein atayis lehedi b'avakam. He says it's a mefurash atayis, which we're not going to get into now, maybe at all. That says connected this yisrael of the Marsha. The Marsha wants to say if you make it that I ripped the same shirt and ate his truma, that would be mamun u'misa l'chad, says the Bnei Yeshua, not so. So we have machlokes achronim right off the bat, if this yisoid is true.
Would the Marsha hold the case if the guy just gave him his truma as opposed to you stealing it? Says he had to take some truma of mine. I'm not a kohen, I eat it, so I have a chi of misa.
No, it sounds like not. It sounds like it has to be that you have to somehow figure out a way to connect.
Why? You have his truma.
Yeah, but what is the connection? He's the source of my misa. You have to figure out a way to make. You have to figure out a way.
It has to be that you don't have to steal that truma.
The chiddush is you have to figure out a way.
If you have to steal that truma, then you're back in that world. Why do you need to be stealing
it?
You need to connect that chi of misa to a chi of mamunis as well. So right, it doesn't have to be stealing. It has to be that Yerem's truma is causing me misa.
Yeah, but he gave it to me.
All right, and Yerem's true and Yerem's bailis is causing me to pay for the shirt. Okay. So it doesn't have to be because I did an aveira. The point is that
there's no Yerem's truma. It's everybody's
truma. Right. The problem is the misa doesn't because it's Yanim. The misa comes because I ate the truma.
Right.
Call it Yanim is just a name game. Right. That's the kasha really with this Marsha, which makes it hard to understand. So the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, in number 6, writes like this. He says, L'chei Rekasha. He says, L'chei Rekasha. To af Rashi moide the hechad ocha truma v'karin shiroi shal echad, the chashav misa v'tashlum al echad. He assumes, like the Marsha, for a given. He assumes for a davar poshet, that if I were to rip the shirt, that heichad ocha truma v'kari shirayim shal echad, I would rip the shirt of Reuven and I was eating his truma also. The choshev misa v'tashlum al echad. That would be considered all going to one. Now that's the Marsha's chiddush, and he writes it like, yeah, no big deal. Everyone agrees like that. It's a given. I don't know, it's so pashut. And then he writes the davka ocha truma shaloi v'kari shirayim shal echad. It's only when you eat your own truma and you rip someone else's shirt. So v'rashi dav misa l'zeh v'tashlum l'zeh. Fine. So, frak the kash that many people are already asking, if that's true, im kain, my makshim im madlik hagodesh. What's the kashif in the case of when you madlik the godesh? What happens when you madlik the godesh? So, that's all going to be considered that what? That all is coming to one person. So, Tosis walked into town, Tosis says, I don't understand. What's Rashi going to do with the case of madlik godesh? I wonder what's Rashi going to do. Rashi would agree that the case of madlik godesh is all coming from one person. Just like when I rip the guy's shirt and I eat his truma, that's considered all coming from one person. So when I burn your house on Shabbos, that also should be considered all coming from one person. What was Tosis' kasha about the case of madlik godesh? So he says, and I don't understand exactly what he means. He writes, V'nira, kiven de ho'esh shu oisa hu mavir, rak bekashu be'etzim midover hefker. Meaning a fire really is a lamda shavart. It's really Baba Kama Sugya. Right? You don't really own a fire. You're a chroy for a fire. There's no bailus on a fire. Fire is just...
You created
a fire, and now the fire goes, and it eats up everything, and it's this monster thing called a fire. But it's not like a bailus digger thing.
The fire itself is consuming whatever is a fuel.
Right.
But the fire itself now is nothing, because it's not the fuel.
But the bailus on fire is not like an animal. I own an animal, right?
Hold on,
Shusha Rabbi. The same thing.
That's
it, so it made it. No, I'm not denying it. He's not denying the halacha. He's just saying in lumdus.
If you light someone's house on fire, that's Eish or that's Adam?
I
take a torch and put it to your house. That's not Eish. Eish means I have a fire in my, I have a fire in my backyard.
That's what he's saying. He's saying over here, right?
But that, is that
the case of rak bekashu v'etzim midover hefker.
Where's the Chilul Shabbos then?
Because the grama, you mean?
Yeah, that's a chal shabbos. I had a fire in my backyard and it got loose. Where was how many chal shabbos?
No, the case of the grama was madlik as a gush. Sounds like you went over.
Adam, that's not ish.
Okay. So let's see what he says. 1 second. Again, we're getting really Baba Kamish over here, which one day we should learn. I think we did it once, right?
Yeah.
We did many years ago. We did the first break of Baba Kama many years ago. It's good to go back. Okay. So you asking this: the given though eishu oisa hu mavi rak bekashu beitzim midover hefker rak shechayv ala hezek she also eish aydei ruach mitsuya. Whoa. There's a lot of lumbas over here, which I don't want to get into. But he's basically saying that you don't really do anything. You're just achroi for setting up this disaster called the fire. You lit a fire, and then between wind and the dirt and the stones became this massive thing that burned it down.
I see where this is, a very difficult
nesivus.
Intentional or not?
Well, the guy was intentional. No, again, for Chel Shabbos, yeah. It would matter. For Chel Shabbos, it would matter. For Mamanus, no. For Adam HaMazik, not. For Misa, it would make a difference.
Describing a case where, because you need simultaneous, right. You're taking a torch which was already lit before Shabbos, you're already been muksa, you picked it up. Now you light a new source. When
right.
You do that, that's your chiv on Misa, and now your mazik.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what he's describing.
Right.
So, that... There's no problem with Adam or Aish figuring out the Nezik. It's not like the fire flew over the roof.
So what are we mechayev you for?
This is the Gadish case. You're walking around with a muksa torch.
Yeah, they can't get you misa for that.
Right. And now you touch the thing, so now you've created a new fire. That's chayev misa. No?
You chayev misa really for burning or starting a fire. Right.
That means a Gadish case would have to be there with the flint and you go smack.
Something like that. That's what I would have assumed. And consuming of it, or moving of the fire, transferring
it.
No, it is also. Right? You have to start it. No, it's chayv mitzvah for starting a fire.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Or spreading a fire would also be. If I take the stick and then light somewhere else, it also be mavir. No, but I'm trying to understand what the Nesivus writes over. He writes that by mavir, it's just kash ve'etzim, midov ve'hefker, rak shechayv ala hezik she'oseish. You're chayv what the fire did, ayidei ruach matsuya. The choshev misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh, and that's considered misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. K'may oichal truma mishaloi v'karim shorim shachaveh. That would be the equivalent of the truma case.
You're chayv because of a roof, so you should have known.
You're chayv because you set the fire up in a situation that could be damaged. So therefore, right. But therefore, the nesiva says that this is again the parallel cases is what when I take your truma and I take my truma and I rip his shirt. Where's the parallel here, Rabbi Say? I don't get the parallel.
He's saying there's no ownership in the fire.
Correct.
That's what he's trying to make.
Right, he's trying to say that that there's no connection between the Misa and the Mamanus. There's no direct connection. Just like when I eat truma and I rip your shirt, there's no direct connection. So too, when I make a fire and I'm chayif for what I did, but there's no direct connection to what happened to your stuff.
But you can't own a fire like you can own truma.
Right, the Torah is mechayev you.
So, are we looking at the punishment, or are we looking at the action?
I think that's the question. That's part of the question over there. How are we defining the connection between the doer and what happens? So the Sivis thinks that when you burn a fire, you burn a gadol shel Shabbos, that's the same thing as eating someone else's eating your truma and ripping someone else's shirt. But there's no connection whatsoever between the two procedures. Okay, I put this down just for fun. I don't have a pshat in the Nesivus. I wonder what Rashi holds. We're saying this in Rashi, right? Look at Rashi number 7. When Rashi explains the Gemara, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "V'kari shiroyim b'shas shebolo." When you swallow the truma, you're ripping someone else's shirt. V'yavagav demisa lav misham memoinay denizik asye. What's the lashon of Rashi? The misa lav misham mamoin denizik asye. What does that lashon sound like to you? That the Misa is not because of his mammon. But let's say I can figure out that the Misa is because of his. Meaning, i.e., I ate his truma. It sounds like from Rashi that the reason why Rav Rashi calls this Misa lezeh, mammon lezeh, is because the mammonus and the Misa have no connection. Because I'm getting Misa for eating my truma, and I'm paying mammonus for ripping your shiroim. But let's say I can connect the Misa to your object. That would be good enough. What's Lashon Rashi? The Misa lav misha memoina de nizik asile. The Misa is not stemming from the mammon of the nizik. But let's say I ate the nizik's truma. And then the Misa is coming. Again, the Misa would then be coming from his object, not in lumdis, well, not practically, but in lumdis. Because I ate truma is why the Misa is coming. Even though if I ate anyone's truma, I'd get Misa. But at the end of the day, I ate your truma. So your mammonus is causing me Misa. So this Rashi does sound very much like the Marshal's Chiddush.
Yeah, because you're connecting them.
Because we're connecting them. Rashi sounds like the reason why it's Mammon Lezeh, Misa Lezeh, is because the Misa doesn't come from your property. But why is the Misa not coming for your property? Because the Misa is coming from eating my truma. And I ripped your shirt. But what happens if I ate your truma? So then the Misa is coming from your property. So L'chayri, this Rashi is a very shtaka right to what the Marshal is saying. And that's probably where the Nesivas got it from. From the fact that we say that the Misa is lav mishum emoini de nizik, that's only because the case was where I ripped the shirt and I ate my truma. But if I ripped your shirt and ate your truma, so then the chi of Misa is coming from your thing. I'm getting Misa because I ate your truma. Now I get Misa if I ate someone else's truma also. But in this case, I ate your truma. So I ate your truma and I ripped your shirt. That connects us with Kimebid Rambine. So I think Rashi is a raya to the side of the Marsha and of the Beis Yaakov of the Nesivas. Okay.
So what? In a sense, that's how he's learning Ravashi?
Yeah. That's where the Marsha saw this Chiddush. He saw this from this Rashi.
He's saying that's Ravashi's case.
That correct.
The other guy, the Shrayim owner and the...
That was not the case of the Gemara. Because if that would have been the case of the Gemara, then everyone would agree that it became Kimebid Rambine in that case. Here it's only in Rav Ashi's world this is called Kim Nebid Ramine. But if you change the case a little bit and you'd make it that I ate the truma of the person whose shirayim I ripped, then everyone agree that would be Kim Nebid Ramine.
Yeah, except only Rava in a Kare's case. Rava would hold it.
Right, okay. If you swip it and make right. A chalav, right.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, if we're not thoroughly confused yet, let's go a little weiter. Let's see the Rashash. The Rashash has another kasha, which again I think some people already pointed out this kasha. For the Rashash, the gam l'shitas Rashi b'kori shiroin shabala truma mukim mamon uverufashal slachad davle kigoyin v'chal b'shechaveri v'ochl. The Rashash assumes, like the Marsha, like the Nesivas, like we saw in Rashi, that let's say you change the case a little bit. Let's say you change the case that when the guy ate the truma, he ate his friend's truma and he also ripped his friend's shirt. So then everyone would say that's kimlev d'ramini because we're able to connect everything in the one happy package. So frek the Rashash, the same kasha that the Nesivas has. Imkein gam came tmua. Imkein ma makshu at Taisvus mimad the Godish b'Shabbos. If Taisvus knew that Rashi held that if I can connect the Misa and the Mominus in a way that makes it that we can all look at it as one big package, we say kimle, like the case of when I ate his truma and ripped his shirt. So Taisvus came over to kasha. What are you going to do with the case when you burn down the guy's Godish and Shabbos? How's the kimle? What type of kasha is that? That's very simple, Kimle, because we can connect the two things. I burnt down your Gaddish and I was Machal the Shabbos. Just like when I ate your Truma and I ripped your shirt. That's the same connection.
Your Shabbos.
Says the Rashash. He says, no, v'yeshloim, but the Truma u'becheilev v'isra hu mitzad atzma levado. There's a difference. When you eat chelev, when you eat Truma, you ate a dover shel isra. It doesn't matter who b'etzim owns the isra, but you ate a dover shel isra. Avol b'gaddish eno isra elebet starfus ha-Shabbos. But by the case of Gaddish, burning down a Gaddish doesn't create a death sentence. It's that if I do it on a Shabbos, it carries a death sentence. Eating Truma, by definition, carries a death sentence. Is that who?
Anyone's
Truma. Your Truma. Yeah, that carries a death sentence. But burning down a Gaddish doesn't carry a death sentence. It's only if you do it on Shabbos. V'lochein mikri misa l'zeh haynu mishom Shabbos. V'tashlum l'zeh l'bal ha-Gaddish. Sifah says Rashash, that's why you can split the two. When it comes to burning down a Gaddish on Shabbos, yes, I'm getting Misa because I burnt down your Gaddish. But your Gaddish is not a Siba to give me Misa. It's Shabbos that's the reason to give me Misa.
Is it Isser Chefter or Isser Gavra? But if the Isser stems from the Chefter itself...
What do you mean by the Chefter?
Being a Chalev and Truma.
Right.
And then if you combine that with the ownership, then you can come up with a Kimli.
Right.
But here, it's not the chefza that's usher, it's your action that's usher.
Yeah, but there is the chefza of the
Gaddish. No, the God.
There's
nothing intrinsically usher about the Gaddish.
I mean, burning the Gaddish, you mean?
Right.
I think that's what Rashash is saying, right? That's Rashash's answer. Rashash's answer. Exactly. Exactly.
Intrinsic
Isser. Right. Seth has just explained Rashash better than I did, honestly. And he's being Masber Rashash better. What Rashash means is. I'm not willing to share the salary with you, Seth. I'm sorry. not the most to go around, but okay. But what Seth is pointing out is 100% the days off, right? My wife is still wondering where my days off are. Okay. Roll over from last year. So the Rashash's answer is very lumdish. The Rashash's answer is that when you talk about eating chuma, you talk about eating chelev. So that action of eating is awesome. Period. That's Isser. So if I can connect that Isser to the owner of the Isser, meaning it was yours, so then we look at it as if I did one packaged Isser, eating Dover Isser that belongs to you. But when you burn down a Gaddish on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong on Tuesday to burn down a Gaddish. Burning down a Gaddish doesn't carry capital punishment. So therefore, when I'm burning down the Gaddish on Shabbos, why am I getting capital punishment? Because it's Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with the Baal HaGaddish? That's the Rashash's answer. Shabbos is not connected to the Baal HaGaddish. Eating Chelev is Be'etzem Asa. Chelev, no matter how, when, how, what, if you eat it, you're Chayiv Misa. It's Be'asar Be'cheftza.
There is a slim connection that the Gaddish is the the source of the iser. Not exactly, because it's the fire. It's the fire.
What do you mean, the source of
the... Because you burnt the... You're burning the gaddish. The real iser is when you strike the flint.
No. The iser is for burning the gaddish.
Well, then there's that connection. It was his gaddish that was...
Mavir, part of Mavir means to burn something. So right. I burn something on Shabbos.
He burned his gaddish.
But that's not a reason for misa.
No.
Because if I do it on Tuesday, I don't get misa.
Right, but so you're my... So now we're back to misa as opposed to the chepsa.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
That's what you're saying, chepsa and gaddish.
It's the misa and not the chepsa. Though when you eat the chalev, it's more the chepsa that makes the connection.
That's what it sounds like. Now,
it's a bigger stretch with that, though.
Why?
Because tearing the guy's shirt has nothing to do with the eating of the truma.
But
burning that.
Ah, that's the next line in Tosfos.
That should be more of a connection.
Ah, says Tosfos. Back to Tosfos for a second, everyone. We got to finish this Tosfos by hook or by crook. Says Tosfos number one. Back to Tosfos. Tosfos says like this. He says, I'm sorry. I didn't put it down. Hashem Yerachim. No, I didn't.
Maybe number 10?
I didn't put it down.
Maybe 10.
Tosfos. Yeah, thank you. Says Tosfos, Pirsha Kuntris, the Choshev, the Yashe Pirsha Kuntris. Tosfos says, no, I'm going to answer up for Rashi. Why? The Choshev Hacha Misa Lezeh V'Tashum Lezeh. I'm going to tell you why the case of Baba Kama is really called Misa Lechat. Lefi Shehein Beiz Meisim. Says Tosfos, you have to relook at the entire sugya. Let's remind ourselves, there's three cases. There's Karashi Royim. There's Ochal Truma Shaloi V'Kari Shoreim Shachaveri. It's one case. Madlik Gadish B'Shabbos is case number two. Case number three is when two witnesses testify that Reuven was Mizana with Leah. Which one is considered Mamal Lezeh or Misa Lezeh, and which one is considered two separate ones? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you together. He says, it depends on actions. He says, in the case over here, Lefi Shehim Beis Meisim, Achilas Truma V'Kira Shoreim. In our Gemara, those are two actions. There's swallowing, and there's ripping, two separate actions. Two separate actions that makes it mama and lezeh, misa lezeh. V'chein ploini baal bita shal ploini. This is where it gets hard. The case of the witnesses, that's also considered two actions. What do I mean two actions? The guy said one testimonial. He walked in and said Reuven was mezana with Leah. Says, no, that's not the way he said it. He said Reuven was mezana and Leah was mezana. Two separate court cases.
Not with each other.
No, with each other. But they're two separate diunim. Reuven's nos and Leah's nos are two separate conversations.
Yeah, but the testimony has to have
100%. But at the end of the day, the testimony could be split down into two. You could say, I testified on Reuven's whereabouts and his mistakes and his Avera, and I testified on Leah's actions and involvement. Obviously, Reuven without Leah and Leah without Reuven, you don't have a storyline.
But don't, in the first testimony, haven't you been Mechayev both Bolin?
Not necessarily.
Why?
Well, yeah.
Because you name her.
Of course. Yeah, Reuven had to have lived with someone. If Reuven lived by himself, he's not.
You have to name who it is.
Correct. But we want, but our agenda is to be Mechayev Reuven.
The agenda.
What the, well, let's see the Lashon of Tosfos. He says, V'chein ploini baal bita shaploini hein beiz idyas. Shehayu yachol leheyed olav b'lay habas. I could have testified on him without the bas. Now, that doesn't mean literally, because again, you testified Reuven was mezana with nobody. There's no misa.
Well, maybe they didn't give her a hasra. So.
Right. So it's possible.
Only he had the
other. Right. So it's possible that if you break down the testimonial, it's really two separate testimonies. V'shahu yichayim lehed olav b'la abbas v'al abbas b'la olav. Ploini b'al naira murasa. Ploini zinsa. Again, Adam could have came in looking, focusing on his mistakes and his averis, and then her mistakes and her averis. We'd rather say it all in one shot. Reuven lived with Leah. Save us time and trouble. But in Lamdis, says Tosfos, it's really two separate idiots.
If we're Macomville, this guy's Adis in two ways.
Both
so
people.
Why should they both still
100%. But when we look at what this the Adam did, we look at the Adam as if they did two separate things. Avo.
Ploni Balishti, right? So the part that he'll be Chayav Misa.
Right.
But not the wife because she's a Karov.
Right. So there is such a concept like that in Adis that we're. In a normal Adis, we just say it all in one shot to make things move faster. But in Lamdas, if you stop and think about it, you break it down. So I'm testifying that Reuven was Mizana with a woman, of course, because without that, he's not Mechayev. Who she is, we'll get to the details on her status and what's going to happen to her. But now we're focusing on what happens to him. He gets Misa, he's the Baal. Now there's another deal. What's going to happen to her? So she was Mizana, good. So now she's going to lose her Ksuba, and she's going to get Misa, this, that, and the other. So Tosfos considers that Kilu two actions. So then there's no Kimle. Avo, says Tosfos, Madli Gadish, Hakol Baal Maisa Echad. When it comes to the case of Gadish, that's one action. One action, everyone holds a Kimle with Ramine. So now, this is a really geshmak. According to Tosfos, what's the gather of Kimle? The gather is actions or not actions. We don't care who it's going to. It's all about actions. Did I do one action or did I do two actions? What's the svar to Tosfos? It's probably pretty poshut. The svar of Tosfos is going to be, is that we're all trying to figure out ways to connect. It's all about connecting one two things to each other. So one way I could connect it is if the mamnes goes to you and the misa goes to you, that connects us. I have another way to connect us. The action was one action. That connects the two processes that took place.
And we always talk about it. You would kill somebody and you shot a gun and it ripped his shirt.
Right, so that's a typical case. So according to Tosis, that's because it was one gunshot.
It was one action.
Right, yeah. Not because it was the same person.
I'm saying
that's what we're changing now. We're changing now that in Tosfos' world, it's not about who the people are, but it's about how you did the action.
Was there a case where one action could be two people? I don't think it's possible.
The bullet went through one guy and killed it, and the next guy.
What do you mean by one person?
You're saying shirt.
Right. He's wearing somebody else's shirt.
Or you shot him and you dirty the guy.
And then you have shadows about grummas and stuff like that. Whether you'd be chai for that, but yeah,
somebody else.
He's wearing someone else's shirt, so the chiyuv mamonis comes because his shirt. But that was one action. One action of shooting, according to Tosfos.
Right, here Tosfos wouldn't care, it's two owners.
That's right. Tosfos has a whole new definition of what does it mean, Mamon Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh. It's not about ownership, it's about connecting the action to be one big action.
So it's not
that's Tosfos.
Simultaneous.
Correct. It's not about simultaneous, it's about Meisim, one action.
One action.
Is Rashi. This is Tosfos in Rashi. This is Tosfos in Rashi. Yeah.
In with the fire on Shabbos, it just happens to be that on Tuesday, we have no time in the other than he destroyed some
property. Right.
But the Shabbos is unique. It's just the Zman thing.
That's really.
Can we really go together? Can we really make that heckish? The Shabbos is just totally unique. It happens that
so that's Shabbos. What the Rashash was pointing at. That was the Rashash of Kivegu has the same observation, that Shabbos is always going to be different because Shabbos is not really connected to the actual Maisa Hadlaka. The Maisa Hadlaka is a separate Chiyuv Mamonis that happens to be on Shabbos. It just happens to work out that way. Okay, everybody say, there's much more to talk about, but I want to finish up this Tosfos. I'm jumping around in this Tosfos. I have to apologize. You'll forgive me. I skipped a couple lines in this Tosfos for the sake of everyone's sanity and time. But if you want to look through the Tosfos, there's more to talk about. I want to come to the end of Tosfos, number 12. I'm trying to keep covering ground more than we've done in the past. We could spend...
There was a major consensus.
Yeah, we could spend weeks on this Tosfos, but we're not going. We got to go weiter. But listen to the end of Tosfos. Hold on to your yarmulke. Zok Tosfos, v'ayidam Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natam says his whole Tosfos is mamash not nageh. Da'al korchoch l'kuli yalmo misa l'zeh v'tashum l'zeh potter. So Tosfos, we've been tumbling for weeks about mam l'zeh, misa l'zeh, where's the mamash, where's the misa, two separate people, one separate people. Says Rabbi Natam, it's all for naught. It's not nageh. Everyone must hold that mamash is to one person and misa to another person. Ask him, Rabbi. Why? Says Tosfos, the hakim lebi d'ramine de potter nafkalom melo yosun. Gotta go back to the basics. Where do we learn kim lebi d'ramine from? From a lo yosun. What's the case of a lo yosun? A lady's pregnant. A man pushes a pregnant lady and she loses the babies. So it says in the Chumash, it all depends. Im yeho osun. If something bad happens, which means the lady dies, he doesn't have to pay for the dmei v'lodis. But if the lady doesn't die, then he has to pay the dmei v'lodis. Who does the dmei v'lodis go to? The dmei v'lodis go to the husband, go to the baal. Even if they're not married, the Gemara says, even if they get divorced. So when we did abortion, we point this out, that this is not the way the Goyisha world works. Right? The Goyisha world, they always think abortion, they don't even consent with the husband, he's not involved. Right? Someone was telling me that there's legalities possibly for the responsibilities for the feet. Obviously we know there's the responsibilities that the father has to pay when the baby's born. Yet when it comes to while the baby's in utero, then no one cares what the father has to say. Right? You tell one of the pro-abortion people that the father doesn't want an abortion, they'll bite your head off. What does he have? It's not his body. It's not his baby. The Torah says the opposite. The Torah says he gets the baby. He gets the values of the Dmei V'lodis. So if the baby dies in utero, so the halacha is the money goes to the father, the husband, not to the mother. Right? So I when we did the sugya of abortion, I was very bothered by this. When the Torah allows abortion, which it does sometimes, that why don't you need consent from the husband? So I taka found that one of the later achronim right. If a person's going to have an abortion, before she has an abortion, she needs to get a consent from her husband. Which is, again, in the firm world, if it happens, it's usually the case. Both parties are in agreement. But you say that in the secular world, oh, forget it. They're going to tar and feather you. Well, the husband has no right. Well, who's he? He has no sheikhs. It's not his body. It's not his baby. Yeah, that's all the Torah says it is. The Torah says he has right, mominous rights to the Dmei V'lodis. So says Tosfos, how could anyone say Kilei B'Yamini works, doesn't work when it's two separate people? What's the case of the Torah? The case of the Torah is you get Misa for killing the lady, and where's the Chiyuv Mominis? The Chiyuv Mominis goes to the husband. That's a tip.
Why? Number one, it's not two separate people. Ishto kagufo.
Maybe.
Number
we'll talk
two,
about it.
Kanabayla.
No, but it's even after the divorce.
So you give it to the wife and go.
No, even after the divorce, the Gemara says.
Even after the divorce.
So let's say we'll get to it. I know where you're going. I know where you're going. I know what you're thinking. I got it already. Number 13. Don't worry.
It's one act.
Oh, right. So that's says Tosfos. Let's finish it up. Says Tosfos. Don't kill me. Do you have any departure? Nafkalam loyiyasan. V'hasam have a misa liisha v'tashlum lebal. Shavlo de Shaloi. That should be the typical case of Mammon is going one direction, Misa going another direction. So how can anyone argue? Vaimiri says to me, the Ein Raya, the Hasam Kimin Shavlodis Hain Begufa Isha. Since the Vlodis are in the body of the woman, Choshev Misa Vitashlum Le'echad. That's good enough to consider it Misa Vitashlum Le'echad. Now, we had such a svar, if you remember, right? That even though the mamonis goes to the husband, but since the siba sachiv comes from her body, so again, the mamonis goes to the husband, there's no question. We had this similar by ksuba to the father. When the marshal and the marshal said, the ksuba goes to the father, we saw the marmshif who said, well, yeah, the ksuba does go to the father, but the chiv still comes from her. So same thing here also. Since the chiv comes from her body, even though the chiv doesn't go to her hands, that's good enough to make it one. Now, obviously, what David pointed out, if you go like the idea of one maisa, so this would be one maisa, one act of pushing the lady, and with that one act of pushing the lady, that would create misa for killing her, and mamonis for the dmei vlodis. That would also be considered one act, and according to the re, that would also be considered kemlev dramini. But Tosis wants to say, Rabbi Natan wants to say that everyone has to agree that when there's mamonis and misa, that you have kemlev dramini, because that's the mikar of kemlev dramini. The whole mikar of kemlev dramini is a case of dmei vlodis. The case of dmei vlodis, it always is going to be mamonis one way and misa another direction. Now, what's the shayla about this? Take a look over in the sefer Mishbrei Yam. So a guy wrote a sefer, an entire sefer on about Kimlev Dramine. I'm a whole sefer on Kimlev Dramine. Kol Kavod, yeah, no, Geshmaka sefer. Goes to all the sugis in Shas, right? I don't think so. Maybe it is. Could be. It's a Geshmaka sefer. His name is sefer, yeah? Mishbrei Yam.
Google.
Could be. I don't remember. So this sefer wants a title like this. There's a big machloikas Rishonim, which again, in other years I'd probably get into, but I'm on the track of trying to move on, so we're not going to get into it. But there's a very big lomdish asugim Baba Kama about Dmei Vlodis. And the way he writes is like this. Nimsa lamidim shenechelku atois v'arama begedes chosabal b'dmei Vlodis. Well, we mentioned earlier that the husband gets the Dmei Vlodis, but there's a shtickle of machloikas Rishonim, how that works. What are the two tzadim? The Das Rambam, the Havlodis atzimim him shaloi. Really, the Vlodis belong to her. Elosh zichsa hatayr lebal schos b'tashlumi achaval. But the Torah takes it from her and gives it to him. That's a really bad thing. This should be hers. They're her body. It should be hers. But the Torah says, "Exeris hakasa," that the money goes to the Baal. That's one sad. Avam ikir adin ha'yiroyim atashum alav alisha kimin shezeh yilodeh. It's her babies. Or mehay time is feel, and that's why those Rishonim hold the ina yorshim yorshim schuzul the kabbal atashum. And that's why there's a whole shayla of what would happen if the husband dies. Who gets it? Mevlod this now. So the Rambam says over there that Kivin the Havi Davish Lebel Oilam is a whole shayla of how you yarshin it. Okay. Omlam ha Toysvis Soivrim the Hatoyra Zichsel Baal as Etzim Havlodis. Toysvis disagrees. Toysvis holds, no, it goes directly to the Baal. It's not the Pshat that it really belongs to her, but the Torah yanked it from her hands and put it into his hands. No. The Pshat is the Mevlodis go to the husband. That's the Zichos HaTorah. Ulchein, therefore, b'meis habal yorshim, yorshin oisa. That's why if the husband dies, it goes to Yerusha. Uvmakim she'en yorshim zochi b'vodasa min ahefka, then she gets him in ahefka. So the question really is, machlokes Rambam and Tosfos, is this up for Yerusha? Meaning if the pshat is that this really belongs to him, so then it belongs to him, it should follow the regular rules of Yerusha, and he dies, it goes to someone else. Mashenkin, if you hold this really belongs to her, but the Torah gave special rights to give it to him, so then there might be limitations and regulations.
So then Rambam would hold that it goes to her Yerusha.
Correct. Now, what do I want with this shtickle Torah? So l'chayra, according to this chakira, says Reb Ruvain, Rebach v'son-in-law, he says that kuf for the machloik is over here in this Tosfos. If you understand that the way Dmei Vlodis Labal work means it goes directly to the Baal, then you can't call that Misa l'chat. That's Mamish Misa le-killing the Isha, and Dmei Vlodis go straight to the Baal. But if you learn the way Tosfos is saying it, that the Misa, what was the lashon of Tosfos? Kivin shavlodis heim beguf Isha. It's more than that. It's that, and because the Vlodis are beguf Isha, really the Chiv Mamonis goes to her. And just the Torah says, take it from her hand and put it into his hand. So therefore, since the Chiv Mamonis really originates to her, just the Torah Zaychit from him, that's what we can call that Mamon Lechad. So he wants to tie in, so Reuven wants to say, that's the two sheetahs in Tosfos. The two sheetahs in Tosfos, how to look at the Dmei Vlodis is totally in the Chiv of the Dmei Vlodis. Is the Chiv of the Dmei Vlodis really straight to him? Or is it first to her, and the Torah said, you know what? It should go to you, but we're going to give it to him. Well, the Torah said, no. The husband has rights to the Dmei Vlodis from
the case where the wife, where the woman dies?
The case would be if the woman dies.
So then how did it ever go to her? She's dead.
I know. The question is, normally, who has rights to the fetus?
How could she ever have rights?
No, no. In the case where she doesn't die, right? No, the question just is still, who has the right? When the Torah says you hit a pregnant lady and the baby's dying, who gets the money? So the Torah says the husband gets the money. Machloikis b'shoinim is, did that what the Torah really said? Or the Torah said, right, did the Torah really say?
That had to be the case where she is alive.
Correct. Right, so when she dies, there's kimle, everyone's potter. Right, meaning if a guy pushes a pregnant lady and she dies, so you don't have to pay the mamonis because of kimle.
Same way of thinking with Shvach Nurel.
Exactly. Same, similar Chakira, and this is what we saw in Taisus about Ksuba, to say that the Chiv Ksuba really goes to her, and then the Torah yanks it from her hands and gives it to her father's hands. Or no, the Chiv Ksuba goes directly to the father. In that case, it wouldn't be Mamazem Mislaz. Okay, next week we're moving on to a new Sugya, which is connected to the same Sugya. We're going to be talking about an arrow instead of eating truma. It's going to be a similar sugya back to Kim Levi Ramine. We're still in Kim Levi Ramine for about another block. And Mitzvah Tuesday, everybody, so we're starting a new topic. We're out of Yaradeya for a while. We're going to be discussing Kasa Baba Kisman, which is a Gishmaka sugya in Halacha. So if you want to join us, we're talking about understanding...